We're just seconds away from a conversation with Liz Ramey. She's one of the managers at Gilroy's Kitchen Pub and Patio. Gilroy's is hosting our popular Out to Lunch series, and we thought you might like to know more about the restaurant and their fixation with redheads. Oh, really? Liz Ramey, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of the Iowa Business Journals. Each month, the Iowa Business Journals are delivered to small businesses in the western suburbs of Des Moines, Iowa, loaded with helpful information and stories that are key to small and mid-sized businesses. Learn more at iowabusinessjournals.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Our host for Out to Lunch with the Business News Hour this month is Gilroy's in Gilroy's Kitchen Pub and Patio. And with us is Liz Ramey. Liz is the manager here at Gilroy's. We're going to talk to her a little bit about this really great little place on 8th Street in West Des Moines and what their fixation is anyway with redheads. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me. Thanks for being here for Out to Lunch series.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. You know, I've frequented your place many times in the past. And as a matter of fact, I remember when this place was Jimmy's, what?
American Cafe.
Everybody knows that
place.
Yeah,
everyone does.
Because it has such a history.
Yes, yeah, it's a very nostalgic place. Mostly when we opened, a lot of people would be walking in, and I swear 75% of the people would be like, oh my gosh, like, I used to come here all the time. This is just such a fun place. And so they already have a good feeling walking into the doors, which is great. So that's brought a lot of our beginning business in, is just people who remember it fondly from being Jimmy's American Cafe.
Yeah. Oh, well, the music, and they used to do Jimmy Buffett nights here, and the patio was full, and I'm dating myself, but I do recall that. Liz, what is the fixation with redheads here? Everything, you got red, what is that?
Yeah, so our managing partner is Carl Wurzberger,
right.
And he himself is a redhead.
He is.
He's got a redheaded wife, Stacy. He's got four redheaded children. Actually, Piper's a little bit more on the blonde side, but so family of redheads. And this is Carl's concept. Scott Carlson is one of our primary owners too, and we all worked together at Court Avenue Restaurant Brewing Company downtown before Gilroy's opened. And just always kind of had fun with Carl being a redhead, and they wanted to create a place where redheads could come and feel welcome and kind of celebrate it here. So,
go Ginger.
Because they get picked on growing up, and we just wanted a place where, they could come feel welcome. And
well, it is an interesting marketing concept, because I know a lot, the website, everything, and of course we will have links up on our radio blog for Gilroy so that you can see what we're talking about. And it really is that you guys have carried this thing to the extreme with these redheads, for crying out loud. What do you get to do as, this is a loaded question, Liz.
Okay.
Because I know the restaurant business somewhat. I have family members that have been in it. I've been in it. What do people not know about the restaurant business that they might be surprised about? What do you do that maybe, you greet people at the door, you're ringing folks up, you've got ordering to do, you've got management of people to do. What are some of the things that might be surprising? How much time do you spend on ordering and cleanliness and rules and regulations and menu design, all those things?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Menu design, when you come out with a new concept, or new items for updating a seasonal menu or
right.
Just updating your regular menu to have a couple of new items, keep it fresh. The chef is there coming up with those concepts. We kind of analyze what he's come up with as a management team and, pick dishes that we want to move forward with, and then connect with designers. And, you know, it takes a while to get that menu out. So there is a whole process with that. Cleanliness is definitely a number one thing, you know.
Oh, they're so regulated. You're so regulated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. So let me come back to the menu thing for just a second.
Yeah.
What drives your menu decision to add or to take away something? Is it a trend, or is it consumers that are talking about it, or something you see on the Food Network? Where does that come from?
Yeah, a little bit is seasonal. So we'll have a few dishes that are geared more towards summertime. Like we have a berry burst salad that is very summery, and you know, we want to kind of move away. We're about to put on a harvest salad, which has some roasted root vegetables on it. So you get those fall flavors in there. Really good salad. So those are a couple of the things that we look at. We always want to keep menu items that people love on the menu. We actually had a cauliflower cake sandwich that we still have on the menu. We have on the menu now.
A cauliflower cake sandwich.
Yes. So it's like a breaded cauliflower patty. It's got some garlic aioli on top of it, a little bit of feta cheese, balsamic, marinated tomato. Mm. On a brioche bun and your choice aside, and it's really, really great. We had it as one of our original menu items, and we thought we might switch it up and take it off, and we had people like calling and emailing, and we're like, we love this sandwich. Like, how could you take it off? So we put it back on because, you know, we listen to guest feedback too, and so that's something that's great about being an independent restaurant too, is that we can get that feedback. And if we get overwhelming feedback about a certain menu item, like, we're like, oh, absolutely, we'll put it back on. So that was just the decision to take it off was just, let's, you know, we're a younger restaurant. Let's see how something else sells, you know, that the chef was maybe wanting to try at that time. So that's back on the menu, and people still love it. So that one's probably not going anywhere.
So consumers do have input in what it is that you're making, right?
Yeah. We need to hear, you know, kind of a good response from a number of different people, obviously, to take things into consideration. But we do really appreciate any and all feedback, so we can just make our menu the best that,
yeah, sure,
you know, that we can.
Well, because this really is a personal, person-to-person business. At the end of the day, I mean, you know, if people aren't happy,
yeah,
you lose.
Yeah. I anyone walking out the door or throughout their meal, you know, as a manager, you know, we always want to make sure, and our servers, you know, we train them on just making sure that the guests are completely happy. You know, if there's something they didn't like particularly about the dish, what was it? You know, how can we make it better? So we're always looking for ways to improve and get the guests what they want.
Do you happen to know what your most profitable menu item is?
What the most profitable menu item is?
Not the most popular.
Yeah.
But, you know, do you have an idea? You don't have to name it. Have an idea?
An idea. I know pizzas are pretty profitable.
Yeah.
And I think our chicken nachos are pretty popular. Well, they're popular and profitable.
Right.
So those are two that come to mind off the top of my head.
We're talking with Liz Ramey, ladies and gentlemen. She's the manager of Gilroy's on 8th Street in the beautiful community of West Des Moines. You're open for breakfast, too. What is crazy with that? I mean, you're open for breakfast, lunch. Why?
Yeah, we're super full service.
Yeah.
It was part of their original business plan to be open for breakfast. There's not a lot of breakfast places in Des Moines, so we wanted to become another option and a really good option for people to come get a breakfast during the week. We open at 7:45 Monday through Friday for off-the-menu breakfast, and we do a weekend brunch, so that's a little bit different. But
I have heard of this weekend brunch. I've never partaken. My bride was here just 2 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she enjoyed your brunch. And I have a friend who says this is his favorite restaurant. He comes here all the time. His name's Al Womble.
Oh, yes. And he was in last night, actually.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, him and his wife were in watching the
Sarah
Monday night
here?
Football. Yeah.
See, this guy, Drake University guy, he's a football player. He loves this place. Loves this place.
Yeah, we know Al. Yeah, no, we love having him in. So, and we love seeing regulars like that. But, and he's always posting on social media, too. And, know, giving us shouts out. So
he's called a brand warrior in our business.
He's great.
Let's talk a little bit about consumers. And, you know, we just were visiting with Jessica Dunker. She's the president and CEO of the Iowa Restaurant Association. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about when people have complaints or people have issues, and sometimes they'll turn to social media to air whatever grievances there are, but that does limit your ability to deal with them on site. How much more important is it that if somebody has a lousy experience that they seek out management or tell their servers so that you guys can fix it?
It's extremely important. It's kind of going back to what I just said about us, you know, actively seeking that feedback. If we don't hear it here in the restaurant, it's really hard for us to fix it at the time. People are coming here to eat dinner and to have a good time, and we want to make sure that that's what they get when they come here. We don't want anyone walking out of our doors that have had a meal that they didn't like or a bad experience with service or anything like that. So we really, really want to speak with guests before they leave our building so we can make it right, whether it's, you know, getting them a new meal, if it's something, you know, about the meal or, you know, talking to them about service. And then we're able to know exactly who, you know, was waiting on them and, you know, be able to have that conversation with our server about, you know, something that happened.
Well, it is so important because once the customer's out the door, and this goes with all kinds of retail and service industries, once the person is gone, you don't have the opportunity to make it right. And then chasing somebody down through whatever social media platform is out there is almost impossible. So, So if you're listening to this, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it from a restaurateur that says, hey, if you got an issue, come see us and let's deal with it right away. And that would go across all spectrums, I would imagine.
Yeah, we want to know. No, absolutely. So we can make it right. The details kind of get lost sometimes in social media. So, and, you know, we do respond to, you know, any Yelp reviews or TripAdvisor or whatever it is, or personal emails, you know, and try and make it right through there.
Sure.
But it's a lot easier to do it at the time.
Our server today has been here, she said, for maybe several weeks, but she'd been a server for 6 years.
Yeah.
How common is it that people will retain the opportunity to be a server for a long period of time? What are the benefits to that?
I think people love the restaurant industry because there are a lot of benefits. There's flexible work hours. I mean, I know we offer breakfast, so we do have, you know, some servers that come in quite early, but, you know, you get to have a little bit of a morning, you know, before coming into work. And then, you know, the time off you can request is very flexible. Getting to talk to people, being on your feet and being active, you know, it kind of depends on, you know, what that server values. But it's just a really great fit for a lot of people. And there's a lot of happy servers.
And you can make some money at this too.
Yes.
If you're good.
Yeah.
If you are good. One of the things I think that I think is curious about being a server in the restaurant business, you know, we have such a tight employment market right now. It's hard to find people.
Mm-hmm.
How is Gilroy's going about finding and then retaining good help? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so we just do a little bit of Facebook posts for, you know, hey, we're hiring. We've used the Iowa Restaurant Association job board before, and some I've posted on like Drake University and Grandview and kind of some of the DMAC, some of the local colleges, to reach out to some of those younger people who are looking for a part-time serving job. It's easy to have, you know, when you're going to college for sure. And we are used to turnover in this industry, so a college student is, you know, kind of an ideal candidate for a serving position.
Do you have some long-term folks that are here?
Yeah, so we've been open not quite 3 years. It'll be 3 years in April, but we do have a few people who have been with us since day one.
Wow.
Yeah. And hiring for those day one servers was kind of interesting because you just want to overhire. You just hire everybody. So it's really awesome to see those who have stuck with us since the beginning that, you know, we really value them being here and, you know, they dig us as well. We try to treat our employees really fairly, you know, and, you know, provide a fun work environment for them. And, you know, we really care about them, too. We say we have an open door policy. You know, come talk to us about anything that, you know, might be going on inside or outside of work. You know, and we want to know. We're invested in them, despite, you know, whether they're going to be with us for 3 months or, you know, 3 years or something like that. So I think just caring about them and knowing and having them know that we, you know, really care about who they are will make for a happier workplace too.
What about the difference in hiring between front of the house and back of the house? Back of the house being cooks and sous chefs and dishwashers and the folks that work behind that door over there.
The difference between it. I mean, you know, obviously we're looking for different qualities. You know, front of the house, we want to make sure people are. You know, outgoing and, you know, can really have that face of Gilroy's. Behind the house, I mean, obviously when we want to hire people who, you know, we can get, are going to show up. We can, you know, that we can get along with. And I mean, a lot of those guys back there, they could be front of the house people too, that we have. So we're fortunate for that. But yeah, showing up and just making sure that they're doing a good job and kind of keeping their head down and working and, I mean, we look for that in both areas. But.
The restaurant is called Gilroy's, ladies and gentlemen. It's Gilroy's Kitchen, Pub, and Patio. And when we get into warmer weather, I've been on the patio, and it's really lovely.
Yeah.
You know, do you do anything? Do you do live music or anything like that? Is that some kind of a summertime thing? Or
yeah, so we do have live music on our patio during patio season. Yeah. So from about we shoot for mid-April. We pushed it back a week this year because it was so cold for so long through September. And we'll do it every Wednesday. Kind of as a throwback to the Jimmy Buffett night Jimmy's used to have. So we'll do live music and kind of have like a welcome back Wednesday, kind of tropical themed party on Wednesday. So that's really fun. We did just start doing live music in the wintertime too, just in the bar area. So really new. We did live music a couple Fridays ago. We actually had a live music benefit for a friend of Carl's who actually just got a brain tumor, was diagnosed, and, you know, is just battling that right now. So we did a live music benefit for them and thought about continuing live music throughout, you know, the winter months and the colder months too, just, you know, doing it once a month on Friday just as an extra fun thing for our guests.
You know, there's a lot of competition out there in the restaurant industry, and the more opportunities that you can have to set yourself apart and yet also have a good time, you know, really does matter.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, thank you so much. Liz Remy, ladies and gentlemen, manager of Gilroy's. Thanks so much for spending time with us, and thanks for hosting Out to Lunch.
Yeah, happy to have you here. Thanks so much.
Once again, that was Liz Ramey, one of the managers at Gilroy's Kitchen, Pub, and Patio on 8th Street in West Des Moines, Iowa. We will have links to Gilroy's up on our radio blog, so you can go there and find out more about their fixation with redheads. Now, Liz, by the way, as you can see in the picture, isn't a redhead. Our thanks to Gilroy's for hosting our popular Out to Lunch series. We'll be bringing more thought leaders to Gilroy's in the coming weeks. Hey, in there, more to come from the Business News Hour.